This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us right here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition, the number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray, are you ready to go on your Mother's Day tribute? Because I think we should get into that now that Mark has... Unfortunately, all of you missed him shouting and turning red. Your face has gone back to its normal color,
which is kind of red
at this point. But it was quite beet red, I would say, during the news break.
It's just, you were so shouting at me about
for
secession. It wasn't quite beet red; it was tomato red.
Yeah, okay, pretty red.
You're
though.
So illogical about secession. You don't address.
I'm
any
the
of
one
the
who's
issues.
Been on the streets. Handing out information about secession. What have you done to promote secession in
New
Hampshire?
I don't believe in it.
Exactly. So you don't know anything about what the people of New Hampshire think about secession.
Look, I understand that some people want secession. Most of them haven't thought about the consequences.
Uh-huh. And good, let's get them to think about it. Let's get that conversation started.
I particularly care, but I do not want to have to...
You sound like you care. You're shouting.
Show a whole bunch of ID in order to cross this thing or that thing,
yeah.
You know, this border or that border or whatever.
I
just
gotcha.
Because, you know, 51% of people in New Hampshire didn't realize they were going to lose their Social Security, their WIC, their SNAP, their SSI, and every other government check that they got. Don't forget the postal employees and all, the
yeah, what would happen
National
to the post
Guard.
Office if, you know, if New Hampshire or some state, you know, Vermont, California, if they secede, would the post office still operate?
No.
Or would they just close down
It's called the United States Postal Service.
Yeah.
What foreign countries does it operate in? It may have some branches or whatever in some places where but
what about Micronesia or wherever?
Are they part of the United States?
Not technically, but they're like a protectorate or something. I remember
yes.
Daryl was talking about this
yes,
the other
they
night.
Are.
Oh, like Guam.
Which is part of Micronesia,
yeah.
As I understand it.
But they're not states.
I didn't say that they were states. I said they were part of the United States. They are.
Yeah. I forget the exact relationship, though, that they have. It's a little different from, say...
protectorates.
Yeah. Anyway, toll-free number here is 855-450.
Really close to that.
855-450-3733. So, yeah, I agree with you, Mark. Most people at first blush have not thought it through. That's true. And most of the people I've talked to are, you know, at first blush, they're just looking at the flyer from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
It sounds great.
Yeah, and it is. That's a great idea. I mean, it was a great idea before, and it's a great idea now. It's a great idea to secede from King George, and it's a great idea to secede from King Trump and King Obama. So, let's talk about those issues. Let's hammer them out. Let's get the discussion on the table. And that's why I think Vermont is so good, because the Second Vermont Republic has actually run political candidates who are openly supporting secession. They're the ones who ponied up the money to do this poll of the Vermonters, which found that about one out of five Vermonters, about 21% of them, support secession right now. We need to see things like that being done here in New Hampshire. Let's test the waters out. Let's see what people think about this. Let's go to Joe. He's listening, calling from somewhere in the Democratic Socialist United States. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you guys are bringing up our established political parties and the problem we've had, and I think the American people said enough of the media and enough of this socialistic ideals and concepts, and we want to get back to the basics, the founding fathers, which the revolution was essentially over economics. So was the Civil War. And you brought some of these points to light, and I wish the media would do more. And as far as your secession, a lot I agree on. If we look throughout the world, we're in a very fragile state right now, that our country is. And when Lincoln comes out and he says, he refers to Psalms or something, you know, the city on the hill, but then he goes forward and he states that the golden apple inalienable rights. It's providence, and the Constitution is the framework around it. But then he also goes to say a house divided will fall.
What's that? I mean, that's just a bunch of nonsense. I mean, the house divided will fall. Who wants the federal government to stay up anyway?
Well, that is what they're doing, is we now have a divided country over many issues.
Right.
And
that's true.
We cannot be divided, because then we're weakened, and the results of that.
Well, there's
however,
no way that people are going to come together.
It's the concept and idea and principles that whether you talk in Vermont and these states, I understand, I agree that, yeah, something has to change. We the people, we are a republic, not a democracy. We are a government of the people, by the people, for
that's
the people.
A load. I mean, that is just propaganda.
Oligarchy, greedy controllers that have taken the power of office and pandering these...
When you say it's not an oligarchy... What evidence do you have to support that statement? It is an oligarchy, right?
And our government have become an oligarchy, telling us how to think, what's good for us, and are controlling us, which is a socialist system. It is not a republic.
That is socialist, yeah, and fascist all at the same time.
It is. Yeah. And that's why I said, I'm coming from a socialist district that is dominated primarily by Democrats.
Now, where are you calling from? Do you mind saying? Do you mind saying what state?
Well, I'm here out of the Four Corner area. Colorado and New Mexico and them are essentially Democrat states.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our problems, of course. Border Patrol and trucks. I mean, come on, guys. We the people here.
Do you want to see California secede from the United States? Do you want to see that happen?
Absolutely not. That is our coastal security boundary. And if they do, then how are we going to defend our borders as a nation?
Well, who cares?
Lots of nations have countries between them and the water. Yeah, I'll tell you how you defend it. You put troops on the border, and if some foreign nation walks across, you shoot them.
See, I don't have the same values as you. I believe in freedom to travel, so I wouldn't want to have a border patrol. I understand that some people want to close off where they live and not let anybody else come in. And, you know, to me, if you do that, you're going to die economically.
Well, that's pro and con. I believe in freedom and liberty, but there also is consequences to some of that, too. We can't go to extremes. We still must protect our country.
Well, how about you just protect yourself and protect your family? Why don't you just worry about protecting yourself, your family, and your property, rather than what other people want to do with their property?
Well, that is the Declaration of Independence, and I will stand up and defend your right to do on your own property as you choose.
So, therefore, you would defend my right to bring immigrants onto my property and let them live on my property.
And if they offend me, then there's consequences of law that they have to abide by.
Now, when you say offend you, what do you mean by that?
Well, hey, they want to come here and take my money for free. No, I have to work and pay taxes.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't think that, I don't think you should have to give free money to anyone for anything.
Okay, now we're on the same page again.
Right, so let's abolish welfare, so therefore nobody has to be forced to pay money to people that they don't want to support. Let's abolish welfare, and then let whoever wants to have people come from outside of the border come into their property if they're willing to put them up, if they're willing to hire them. You'd be okay with that then, right?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page, Joe. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Welfare, totally. There's those people that are, unfortunately, would be dependent on it. But
well, we have charity. We have charity for that.
So you're able-bodied to get off and get a job.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do is get off welfare.
So you abolish welfare entirely.
Bushes and all have pushed forward and have brought this socialism more and more upon us.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So what you do is you abolish welfare entirely, the government-forced wealth redistribution system, and then you allow charities and other interested community groups,
the market,
the marketplace, to come up with ways to support people. you know, whether it's a GoFundMe or some active Salvation Army campaign of fundraising, whatever. Let people, the Shriners, you know, let the people who really care help others rather than a bunch of government bureaucrats. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. And healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States.
Sure is.
They're not going to fix it for you, so you got to take responsibility for your own healthcare coverage, and you don't have to have insurance. I know the government wants to I want you to believe that you do. But you don't. There are other options, including the free market healthcare company, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They actually give you freedom from health insurance. And you can also get a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Mark, you already mentioned earlier in the show the medical information card that they can give you that you can then give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and the price over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, where Carl is on the line in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Thanks for taking my call. I listened to you last night about that girl who wanted to become an Eagle Scout, and I thought that was interesting. So I read an article today. Texas bill could deny transgender wrestler title defense. I read it twice. I'm so confused. He has a 56-0 record. And in his senior year, he wants to defend the title. And but I'm reading, and it's like, I think it's a she that's changed into a he, taking hormones. And I think he wrestled.
Did you say they have a 56-0 record?
Right.
He does.
And this is a person who was born a female and has transitioned to a male, is what you're saying?
Well, let's see what it says. It says, one, they want him to wrestle what his birth certificate says, and forbids that men he had to wrestle against girls. So I don't know.
If this person is 56-0 against males, then they're gonna dominate in the female class. I mean, they're already winning against all the males.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Like a girl's rolling off into the boys wrestling. I'm not going to just somebody who's born physically female goes into the male wrestling group and wins is pretty impressive.
Yes.
It's what I get sort of
embarrassing. It's pretty embarrassing for the boys that get beaten, huh?
Agreed. What I get upset about is that when it goes the other way, and there is, South African wrestler, maybe?
You mean when a male wrestler wants to go and
somebody
wrestle against
born
a girl?
Born male wants to, you know, compete against females, and that gets, very difficult to talk about. Because in today's culture, you got to say, well, you're whatever you self-identify as, but, it's not like I can walk into the 140 weight class and say, I self-identify, as a 200-pound guy, I can't self-identify as 140 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly fair, because I'm going to take out all the 140-pound guys. I have wrestled them. I've got jiu-jitsu class, and it's just not fair.
Right. Well, my point is that they don't want him to be able to do that because of taking hormones, is their point.
Right.
In other words, they want no hormones taken. Now, quickly going back to the girl in the Boy Scout troop, if she takes one for the troop or all the troop, is there a merit badge for that?
Takes one? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that a sex joke?
Well, I was... right.
Thanks for the call, Carl. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He was referring to a story last night about a young lady who wants to be officially part of the Boy Scouts.
Right.
She's been sort of hanging around and attending troop events with an existing troop, so it's like she's part of them, but she's just not officially part of them, and so she can't officially become an Eagle Scout, which is what she wants.
She gets the badges.
Yeah, which is what she wants to do. And that was the discussion that he was referring to last night.
I can only assume, Ian, that you felt the young lady should be allowed to join the Eagle Scouts as an Eagle Scout.
I think it's their private organization, so, I mean, they should be able to set whatever rules they want to, but it seems kind of silly to allow her to hang around. Like, if you don't want to allow a girl into the Boy Scouts, you shouldn't allow her to be there at all. If you're going to allow her to come to camp with them, to come to, whatever boxcar derbies or whatever the heck it is the Boy Scouts do, if she's going to be allowed to be there at all their events and participate in them, just can't win the awards, then that seems stupid. Go ahead and let her in at that point. Because, to me it would be, letting a teenage girl into an organization full of teenage boys would seem to be problematic. from the get-go.
Yeah, but, so the Boy Scouts are in between a rock and a hard place here because they were an organization that was set up, you know, probably the right organization for the right time. Now they've moved in, we've moved into a time frame where saying the word boy in front of Scouts is offensive. And, you know, what's going to happen?
Oh, right. They do call it the Scouts often, don't they?
Right. So now the question is, you know, if they call themselves the Scouts, then what do the Girl Scouts do? These are two completely separate organizations. Hmm. If they let this one young lady in Manhattan in, then, well, you know, it's just girls all over the place, right? Girls gone wild in the Boy Scouts, right? I don't know what they're supposed to do. Yes, if this young lady self-identified as male, she wouldn't have to do anything. She'd just have to say, I am male. Then
cut her hair, put her in a sports bra, and there you go.
They wouldn't have to do. She wouldn't have to do that. She could keep her hair the same length, keep the little stud earrings, whatever it is she wanted to do. Then the Scouts of America would let her have an Eagle Scout badge. And that's what's so sick about this is that if she went ahead and identified as male, then they'd let her in. But since she identifies as female. Well, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that.
And interestingly, she's involved, she's like from Manhattan, so she got involved in the Canadian Scouts. And the Canadian Scouts are a co-ed organization. So the United States is unusual in the world in that they actually have separate sex versions of the Scouts. You know, I bet, Mark, you talked about if the Boy Scouts became the Scouts of America, what would happen to the Girl Scouts? They'd probably end up dividing over, like, political beliefs at that point. It'd be, like, the Red Scouts and the Blue Scouts would likely be how it would go, would be my guess. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, do the fun. Anthony is in Michigan. And where are you at, Anthony, tonight in Michigan?
I'm up around Alpena, so north.
Excellent. So you're listening to WZTK on FM. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, yeah. So I've been listening to you guys for a little while, and on the way to work, I wonder, because you guys talk about, you know, an anarchy, so an absence of government, and you talk about freedom, but I wonder how you would want your freedoms insured and guaranteed if there was no form of government to do so.
Well, first of all, I'm not an anarchist. Johnny Ray, I don't know if you would describe yourself that way.
I do.
You do. Mark, I don't think you do either.
Absolutely not. I also believe that humans can't live without government, and in fact would never live without government. The thing that I would say is that government should be voluntary, that you should choose the government that you want, and I suppose you could choose not to have one. I suspect things would go very poorly for you.
Anthony, hang on if you don't mind. I know you're on the way to work, so if you have to go, I understand, but I wanted to talk more about this if you've got time. Do you?
I do, yeah.
All right, more with Anthony in Michigan. Some questions about, you know what, let's talk about a world with no state. What would it look like as far as protection? I think that's what he was asking about. We'll clarify. Coming up here in moments, 855-450, free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live's live Sunday show.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. We'll take your calls about anything that's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and, of course, you can save big time if you want to buy your stuff that you like, that you want to buy from Amazon over at saveitpurse.com. You do have to have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin to make that possible. But then, if you do have Bitcoin or some other crypto, you can use saveitpurse.com to save easily 20% or more, possibly, on the things that you want to buy. I do it all the time, and I'm a huge fan of it. I've been doing it now for more than 2 years, buying pretty much everything I buy through Amazon by going to saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. And now available at Save It Purse, not with the discount program, because they also have merchants who are not Amazon over at Save It Purse. But you can buy Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD, and soon we'll be offering an autographed copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD by popular demand, so that's coming soon. But if you just want the unautographed copy, that's up right now for about $11 worth of Bitcoin, including shipping. So head on over to saveitpurse.com. First two orders for that have been delivered. People are happy with their products, so check it out at saveitpurse. That's saveatpurse.com. Anthony is in Michigan. You had a question about a world without the state. Now, we had pointed out here that Johnny Ray is the only anarchist in the studio. I'm a voluntarist. I believe that all human interaction should be consensual. And, Mark, you're kind of like a libertarian who's registered as a Republican, right? Is that kind of describe
you? I guess.
And so, yeah, but generally we're all against the monopoly state. I think we can say that's true of the three hosts in the studio.
Yes.
So, Anthony, can you kind of re-ask your question for us?
Yeah, so my question is that, you know, the idea is for freedoms, personal liberties, freedom, but without government interference. And I guess I would wonder what size or impact of government you would agree on in order to guarantee those freedoms. Because you would say, okay, California secedes. You were talking about that earlier. How would we protect that border? And there was disagreement as to the fact that one of you said, you know, just come across, do whatever you got to do, free-range chickens. And another was saying, no, you know, keep your birds on your farm and I'll keep mine on mine, which I would more so agree with. But as an individual, protecting my birds from yours isn't always going to, you know, work out. I could shoot all day long, and what's to stop you from shooting back, that kind of thing. So then we end up with one-on-one conflict and no mediator, and I don't see a volunteer mediator walking over and going, hey, guys, you know, put the guns down and talk.
So is your question,
say the government works? Where would you say that it would be effective to have a form of government? You know, what level?
Well, okay, so let me take a poke at it. First off, if I get to trade... you know, all the government interference that we have currently for cops, courts, roads, and soldiers, I'll make that trade right now. Right? I'm ready to make the trade for small government. Now, would you agree the government won't stick to that deal even if we made the trade because they didn't stick to it the first time?
I would agree if we kept, you know, any sort of guaranteed funding. When we tell these guys that, you know, go there, do your job in Washington, make the budgets and all that, well, the guys who are getting paid out of the budget are the ones making it. So, of course, guaranteed payment, yeah, they're going to stay as big as they are, and they're going to try to inch up and inch up. So, yeah, I would agree that
okay. It's
going to reset. It would just start all over and grow and grow.
So the best thing I can do is come up with, so we've gone from, let's see, there's monarchies, there's democracies, there's republics, oligarchies, plutocracies. These things are basically, they exist in the background. Nobody votes for that crap. But, you know, all those things actually are oligarchies and plutocracies. There's really no other archy out there besides those that have been tried. So if you're asking me to make a suggestion about what the evolution of government might be in the future and what would provide the most human freedom, I would say a voluntary form of government where people got to choose their government like they choose their cell phone company or like they choose their insurance company to provide them service in a particular area. There would likely be a long, complicated contract, just like there is with an insurance company, but nonetheless, you would be signing up, and if you didn't like it, you could the next year or whatever go to the other company.
You'd actually have a contract in that case, like right. Unlike
there
now.
There would be a social contract because you would have signed one.
Right, unlike now where they say there's a social contract, but that really just means the government does whatever it wants and you obey.
Right now, you can hire a security company to do some level of service to provide you security, right? And they'd have some responsibility in that circumstance. The police have no responsibility. You know, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over and over again that the government has no obligation to protect you. So you're suggesting that the government will protect, and I believe in many cases that it will, but it simply does not have that obligation. Whereas if protection is a valuable service, and I believe that it is, then we could presume that the marketplace would provide that service and that you know, there would be some recourse through arbitration or whatever, because turns out arbitration services are a valuable resource that people are willing to pay for, too, that the marketplace would provide all of these things. Now, am I saying that this could have worked from, you know, 9,000 years ago with the existence of the state? I don't know. But I am saying that I think that now in American society,
the technology is there now to supplant that.
That yeah. I could opt out of any given government program, whatever it might be, opt out of funding it and therefore opt out of receiving the benefits from it, and that Western civilization wouldn't collapse, right? I mean, people are opting out of the funding of all kinds of government programs right now anyway. Fewer than half the people pay income tax, right? So they're not paying for battleships for aircraft carriers and destroyers.
Well, they are through the inflation tax, but...
Yeah, they're not exactly. I mean, it's not robbing them. They're not saving.
Anthony, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I can agree to a number of these things. I think there's precedence there that has gone far outreaching. If you imagine moving to a state, like I have never been a resident of California, but while I was stationed there, I had to get a driver's license. I didn't register to vote out of there because I was a resident of another state, but because I had that license, I was signing on the line that I was going to follow these however many laws that I would then have to go and look into.
Did it actually say that on the California driver's license application that you would obey all of the California laws?
You know, I don't know how it is written out, but I can tell you that when you get, say, a license in a certain state, if they require you to consent to, say, a breathalyzer or, and it's an option, or lose your license for a year, that's because you signed up for that license. You agreed to that stipulation. So that there's a precedence for it. If you wanted to move state to state, I think you should be completely free to choose a state that's more in line with your values. But
the problem is the federal government, basically. Yeah, the problem is the federal government hands out huge payouts.
Right, and I think in that regard that the federal government in the way it should be, I mean, they should have to beg the state for okay and funding. You said battleship. If they want to buy a new battleship and they can justify that all the states, hey, we need, you know, $20 from each person to go in on this, they should have to be okay with that in each and individual state. I don't see why they can just mandate.
I think each individual should have to be okay with
taxes.
Yeah, I think that each individual. I mean, I get what you're saying that the state should be able to turn it down, but ultimately, to me,
then would have to ask you for permission. Your state couldn't do it.
Well, that's the thing. They don't ask. The state never asks.
They don't.
It demands.
They don't, and the federal government doesn't ask the states either.
Right.
I mean, there's not a single governor that could tell them what to do.
Johnny Ray.
False.
Thank you, Ian. Anthony, I too wanted to take a crack at answering your question.
Let's do that here in moments. Anthony, if you want to stay, you're welcome to. Johnny Ray's going to take a crack at it either way, so I'll put you on hold, and it's up to you to stick around. If you got time, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's an important question. You know, what would protection look like absent the state as we know it? 855-450-FREE. This is one of the, you know, the biggies for libertarians who are proposing an end to the state. To answer, we're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, maybe enough time for you. If you dial now, we might be able to get you in here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Of course, don't forget, you can help support the show. One of the best ways to do it, besides sharing Free Talk Live, I mean, if you're on social media, for instance, you can share your favorite episode of the week, or, you know, share a favorite moment, whatever you want to do. We appreciate any kind of effort you put into helping spread Free Talk Live. But the most effective way to help us is to amp the show for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Johnny Ray, the gentleman who's on the line, he had to go. He was heading to work. But he had a question about the world without the states. Sort of this free market utopia that we talk about here on Free Talk Live. What about protection? You know, the state would like you to believe that it is your protector, that that they're out there. I mean, George Bush, Barack Obama, they probably Trump, I haven't heard him say it, but, you know, probably him too, will always get up there and say that it's their job as president to protect the American people. It's a lie. It's not true. The government has no obligation to protect. But what about it? What would happen, or what is your viewpoint on how things could work without this monopoly on violence that is supposedly our great protector, but they're not?
Well, I had two ideas related to Anthony's point. And number one is fairly dogmatic. It's a total gotcha for me, what I'm about to say, so I'll just say it. Government can't protect anyone without first taking from someone else, without
great
first
point.
Violating somebody else's rights. Government has nothing of its own by definition.
And it hasn't stolen, yeah.
So that's just a complete logic fail. Now, that I need to package that idea better, because I understand that it, for me, that's just a total slam dunk, and that's the end of the issue. but it isn't for everybody.
Well, no, because people want to know what's going to protect them. You know, they, as Mark said, protection is a valuable service. People mm-hmm. are willing to pay for that service. How much they're willing to
they're
pay.
They're willing to enslave their neighbors
yeah.
for that service.
Yeah.
Like, they're so concerned about that service, they're willing to say, you have
pay.
To pay, or you will go to prison.
Yeah. And my second answer is that people's desire for order and security it precedes the existence of the state. They don't need the state to make them care about their own property. So in that sense, the market, which always provides better products for lower cost, for lower price to people, is the way to go. The free minds in the market competing with each other to make their customers happy and make themselves rich will be the best providers of security. And that's the answer. If you rely on bureaucrats to protect you, you're going to be disappointed. They're not going to do it. They're going to protect themselves.
Well, I mean, our new sometimes co-host Callan Diggs was from the city over in Philly, and he said that he's from a part of the city where you can call the cops, but they're not going to show up.
Yeah, that desire that every person basically has for order and security, it doesn't come from the state. It's exploited by the state. It's a fear, and it's something very powerful, core part of our being that they exploit.
Right. Yep, that's a great point. And as far as what it exactly would look like, I think your answer is a great answer because it is, you know, essentially says trust the market. The market is going to provide what people want. But a lot of people, that's not good enough of an answer. They want to know exactly how the market would provide. And that's the thing. We don't know. I mean, we can speculate. We can sit here and...
Well, we know how the marketplace provides protection currently, which is to say that it doesn't.
Well, it can. As you pointed out, you can hire a 24-hour protection service, or you can hire, if you're in Detroit, you can hire threats...
No, I meant, you know, the government. This is the monopoly...
That's not the market.
This is the monopoly organization that claims to provide protection.
Yeah.
And its Supreme Court has ruled that it has no obligation to protect you. You know as well as I do that if there's some kind of war that the United States government has gotten itself into by gallivanting around the globe, messing with people here and messing with people there, I mean, were 3,000 people in the World Trade Center protected on 9/11?
Right.
Or were they put in danger by U.S. foreign policy that caused those people to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you can like it or dislike it, but it's pretty obvious what's going on there.
But still, the question remains, in the absence of the state, what would Johnny Ray's proposal look like? I mean, would it be like Threat Management Center out of Detroit, which is a private organization that people can hire to patrol their neighborhood,
to provide
them with training on self-defense?
That is where the most effective protection would come from. There's also personal protection.
Right. Or organizing a neighborhood watch, would they help with that as well? I mean, those are things that Threat Management Center does. So as Mark's pointing out, there are some examples we can look at, and we can see how it's happening today and kind of extrapolate from that what it might look like if it was a true competitive market with open different agencies that are competing for your protection dollars.
I think profit-seeking firms would be the most professional and the most effective security providers.
But there might be co-ops. There might be some other kind of organization of a group, you know, a neighborhood watch group or whatever. So that's the thing. We don't know exactly what it would look like. We can point over here and point over there and say, well, maybe these things would be continuing. Maybe they would be larger. Maybe they would be more effective, more efficient. But we also don't. What we don't know is if there were open market protection services, open competition for those services. What we don't know are the innovations. We don't know what the thinkers and the doers, the people who actually have a stake in those industries, would come up with to provide better protection services than we've ever had to this point. We talk show hosts sitting here in this studio, do not have the ability to accurately predict what it would all amount.
Right. You can't predict what would happen in the absence of a monopoly state. I mean, obviously there'd be innovations. The state is an organization that stifles innovation.
Right.
I think just about everybody would agree. I mean, you know, enough people listening to me would agree to sort of, you know, make the argumentum ad populum powerful enough that it would, you know, drive this conversation. Yeah, the state is an organization that stifles innovation. Now, many people think that stifling is necessary for whatever regulation purposes or blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I mean, there are places in the United States where we don't have police, or at least local police. My town here in New Hampshire doesn't have police.
Hillary Clinton said many, many years ago that Matt Drudge was a real danger and that unfiltered information was going to be the downfall of our society.
Well, she's a tyrant, so we know that's a bunch of BS. Let's go to the phones here. Ben is on the line, calling from Canada. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Just moving away from the complex and the state debate and to a previous caller, Carl, who was talking about the transgendered wrestler story from a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
What the actual information that I had deduced was that the wrestler was born female, uh-huh. and by state regulation, they had to wrestle with females. And the way he went 56-0 is because the hormone treatments he's getting increased his testosterone levels.
Got it.
Oh, so yeah. Carl was mistaken when he said that the person was born female and was wrestling males. You're saying they were born female, therefore they were wrestling females and defeated the females 56-0.
Yeah.
I see.
And I was wondering, what do you guys think of any testosterone or enhancing drugs used in consensual sports?
I think this
I'm all for it.
Yeah, okay, so first off, I'd say, you know, there's people who are holding records right now in major league sports that have been dead for some time who didn't have the benefits of, I don't know, vaccines and all kinds of modern medicines that currently exist. And what about the ones that are holding the records that have went off and fought World War II and then came back? So I'd say, sure, if we're going to allow...
I don't think anybody from... I'm sorry. Continue.
If we're going to allow anybody to hold a record that isn't competing on a completely fair surface as far as medicine goes, then I don't see any particular problem with you know, performance-enhancing drugs. What's the big deal? Isn't a vaccine a performance-enhancing drug? You don't perform very well
dying?
With polio. So, you know.
Yeah, I think the boards of these leagues would probably disagree with you on that statement.
Would.
And it's their private organization, so they should be able to set whatever rules that they want to.
He didn't ask me
if somebody
about the
wants
boards.
To start a roid league, then I think they should be free to start the roid league.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen a study which shows that high-performing athletes tend to have a very short-term view of the use of steroids. So they tend to look – they're not looking at the long haul here. They're not saying, I wonder what things are going to be like when I'm 60. They're saying, I wonder what things are going to be like in 2 weeks if I take this. And that I don't like that. I think that that's a bad way to look at your health.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the people who don't take roids not wanting to compete with the people who do and keeping them out of their league. I think
sure.
That makes total sense.
Well, then why is there a natural bodybuilding? I mean, pretty obvious that they're admitting that the regular bodybuilders
yeah.
are using steroids.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ben. We're out of time. If you didn't make it on with us, that's okay. We've got tomorrow night because we do this thing 7 nights a week, and you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.